Hey, Harold, how's
hey,
it going?
How you doing, Tori?
Thanks so much for having
Thank
us today.
You.
Players have been through a lot up until this point.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to get them ready to get back on the field. What is that like for you?
Well, obviously, the day after a game, you feel very sore. The entire body is achy and it hurts. But on that day, what we have to do is a leg day. So why do you do a leg day
wow.
after a tough game? Well, the point of it is that we like to do the legs as far away from the competition as possible. So we don't want to tighten their legs and then tell them go sprint. And you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised what the body can do.
I know I haven't been through the strain that the players have, but it's the bye week, so why don't you take us through that leg day that the players usually do?
Well, the first thing you want to do is they'll go to the corrective exercises. So before the workout begins, we have tailored exercises, corrective exercises, relative to that individual. So that's just a battery of tests just to see a guy's limitations in his mobility and range of motion. After they primed up, after they've done their corrective exercises, then they come on over to the squats. Now, what's interesting about it is we have in-season targets. The in-season target is a certain percentage of your one rep max. So today we're trying to go for your target. That's 95 pounds on the bar. Big, strong Tori. Let's see you get under the bar.
Let's do it.
That's right.
What's leg day without squats, right?
Leg day without squats, nothing like putting a bar on your back. In between those sets, what we're gonna do is a calf raise. Now, when you do this, this doesn't disrupt what you do for the squats. So we come up, all the way down, all the way up.
Okay, Harold, what have I gotten myself into with this last exercise?
What you're gonna do now is, as you descend, you're gonna extend the legs out, hands behind the back. You descend down, get parallel to the floor, extend. Now pull with your hamstrings, come up. Pull, pretty tough.
It is
pretty
tough.
But it's a closed chain exercise. It's a great exercise to prevent hamstring injuries. Come down, pull up, good.
Well, this was just a mini version of what the guys go through, but how about after their workout?
Well, after the workout, it's time to get in the cold tub.
Uh-oh.
And it's pretty cold. We want everybody to see what these guys go through on a daily basis to prepare themselves for Sunday so they can play for you.
I'm up for it.
Let's go. Well, the segment is on recovery. And this is part of what those guys go through. You got to tighten the blood vessels. You got to get the waste product out, the lactic acid. This right here is about 55 degrees, so it's pretty cold.
I'm feeling it.
You are feeling it. And sometimes we go hot and cold tub contrast.
Now, how come you didn't want to do the hot tub first?
The hot tub, that's the executive workout. This is the thing that pays the dividends right here.
Of course. All right. Well, I think I've done my time here, so we're going to get James to go see Sarah.
Go see Sarah. You're welcome.
Hi, Sarah. We just finished off a workout with H, but we want to boost our recovery as best as we can, so we want to do that with nutrition. So what do we need to do?
Nice. Well, I have this grocery list right here.
Okay.
This has a lot of great items that can help
wow.
stimulate recovery. So you can find eggs on this list, you can find vegetables, other proteins. The egg supplies a lot of great protein and leucine that can help rebuild that muscle that you just broke down in the weight room.
And this is what the players eat in the mornings.
They kill omelets. I mean, there's a long line right here every morning. Just about every player gets an omelet.
So how about the next meal in the day?
So here we have lunch. We've got the whole grain carbs from the wheat bread, and then the turkey is great for that recovery component.
Okay, the smoothie looks delicious. So what's the best time in the day to have those?
Smoothie would be after a lift or after a workout. This has some whey protein in it, some fruit blended up. It's nice to get that right when you get done with that lift or done with that workout to start that recovery process.
And then that brings us to dinner. So what's the best thing to eat for dinner?
So dinner, we have a lean protein here. We have a great source of carbohydrates with the sweet potato. And then we have some broccoli to make sure there's extra vitamin C, extra nutrients in there. And we've got plenty of color on this plate as well.
What are these? These look amazing.
These are our Power Bites. So these have oats, whey protein, honey, seeds, chia seeds, flax seeds. So a good amount of protein, good amount of fiber in there, and great flavor. They're no bake. So you don't put them
wow.
in the oven. You just kind of roll the ingredients together with your hands, and you can make those as one of your snacks.
And I'm sure these ingredients are on our grocery list.
Absolutely.
Got some chia seeds and flax for our protein balls. Well, I think we got everything we need for solid recovery over the bye. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling healthier already. You guys enjoy the bye week.